April 24th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, fortitude is the inner strength you need to persevere. In times such as these, the greatest threat to your peace of heart is discouragement. Therefore, you need to pray for fortitude. Realize that when one cross is lifted in victory, it is very often replaced with another. Fortitude gives you the inner strength to accept all I ask of you in each present moment with holy courage. Soon, attempts will be made to resume a more open lifestyle. As a nation, you need to unite in prayer that this action does not result in a reversal of all the quarantine has accomplished. The relaxing of all the efforts to avoid more deaths must not be viewed as an invitation to carelessness in the fight to avoid contamination. The enemy's virus will still be on the prowl. Therefore, proceed with caution, as your daily lives must never be the same again. Realizing this takes wisdom. Fortitude is the grace to carry on. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 7. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.